Are you tired of spending your time and money chasing strategy after strategy, only to discover what worked 10, 5, or even 2 years ago is not working now? Things shift fast in the online space, and if you're not keeping up, you're getting left behind. It's time for something different. Welcome to the Marketing, Media, and Money Podcast, where every single episode will be jam-packed with proven, profitable strategies, behind-the-scenes secrets, and what's working now resources from industry experts and global influencers to help you scale your business, shorten your learning curve, and stand out in a crowded, noisy marketplace. And now, your host, award-winning marketing and media strategist and international speaker, Patty Farmer.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to today's episode of the Marketing, Media, and Money Podcast. I'm your host, Patty Farmer, and I'm looking forward to sharing today's industry expert with you. And I got to tell you, we're going to continue the theme we've been having a while about podcasts and podcast guesting, because we're going to be talking today with Nancy Judton, and she is an expert on how you can actually be a dream guest, right? Because we know being a dream guest is really going to help you. It's going to help your business. It's going to help your bottom line. And getting this right so that you don't have to be nervous. You don't have to worry about what you should and shouldn't do. So make sure you have a pen and paper, because this is an episode you do not want to miss. So let me tell you a little bit about her. So podcast guesting is the wild, wild west of opportunity for speakers serious about accelerating lead flow, getting more consults on the calendar, and making a big impact without leaving home. And today our guest, Nancy Judton, is going to share ways to both be a podcast dream guest and make sure every moment at the mic is memorable and profitable. Your real life stories from the trenches of real life and business can be theater for the mind, and what calls listeners take action in your direction. You want to make the most of them to escape blah, blah, blah to being brilliant. So Nancy, thank you so much for being here with me today.
I'm thrilled to be here. Thank you.
I'm so excited. I think I shared with you before we started that, you know, we're getting ready to hit our 100th episode. And I looked back on my guest dream list, since we're talking about that, and you were on my original list of people that I wanted on my podcast. Now, how it's taken this long to get you here, for whatever reason, I'm super excited to have you here today. So thank you again for being here.
It's my pleasure. And what an honor to have been on your dream list. This is what we always want, isn't it?
always is, right? That's what we want. So let's just kind of dive right in. You know, right now, podcasts is really the hottest thing, right? It has the lowest entry barrier right now. So I always like to say, whether you're a host or a guest, being behind a mic is definitely where it's at these days, right? So let's kind of talk about that, because the reality really is that the opportunity that they have to raise their voice, like right now, using our voice is probably more important than ever. And being a guest expert is really, really key. So I think it is really important, though, to kind of think back for 1 second, though, because I know a question that I get asked a lot is, how do I choose which podcasts are the right ones for me, right? Because I think a lot of times people think, oh, I don't want to be on new ones. Oh, I don't want to be on this. And they kind of get caught up on that. And I always like to say, it doesn't matter whether it is a brand new podcast. Doesn't matter if it's been a podcast that's been around for years. What really matters is whether or not the demographic is really your people, right? So what would you say? What should people be thinking about when they're deciding who they should pitch?
Excellent question. You know that expression, there's riches and niches? I think we all need to know who our ideal client is and where they hang out and what they're interested in, because you cannot sell Rolex watches to migrant farm workers. You have to have an audience to message match. And so how do you choose the podcast that's right for you? Ask yourself, who is my person? What problem do they want to solve? What bucket do they fit in? It could be wealth. It could be health. It could be finance. It could be entrepreneurship. It could be midlife women. It could be weight loss. What major bucket do you fit in? And then what you also want to consider, what I share with my clients is choose a podcast that has at least 20 episodes in the can and has some favorable reviews that speak to the wow that is delivered. Because then if there's at least 20 episodes, you as a guest know that people are already listening. And when you get to speak up on the show, people are going to be paying attention. The host is giving you a great honor to be on their show. The host has done great effort to build that audience. And the fact that they've invited you to be a guest on that show is a transfer of their authority to you. So knowing that there's 20 episodes, you've got 20 episodes of listeners who are already paying attention. When you deliver your wow in your own inimitable way and get the opportunity to say what next you want the listener to do, chances are the listener will do as you have asked, because there's an implied endorsement between the host and the guest that this is a good person and you're going to want to follow this person. So those are a couple of thoughts. Name and claim a niche. Make sure there's at least 20 episodes. Also, listen to the show before you get on the show, because not only do you need to have an audience to message match, but there needs to be the right vibe for your tribe. And someone who's got shock jock radio is talking about, you know, dropping F-bombs and doing whatever, like, that may or not be your vibe. Don't put yourself in a situation where you're going to feel out of place from the moment you say hello. Be judicious about where you show up so that you can hang out with more of the right people that are going to take your star on the rise.
Absolutely. And I have to tell you, I have to plug you right now, because again, I said earlier that you were already on my list of dream podcast guests, right? So you were somebody that I wanted to have as a guest. But I will say, I had posted something that said, I am looking for guests on these specific topics, right? And I had done that. And I have to tell you, in the sea of requests that I got, right, I think it's only like the second time that I've ever done that. And it was because I wanted very specific topics. You stood out so clearly for a couple reasons, but one of them was that not only did you listen and tell me what you liked about one that you had listened to, you left a review and then took a screenshot of that review and posted it in the comments, because we all know that those reviews take a few days to show up. So when somebody does one right then, it doesn't always show up. Right. So somebody could say, oh, I did a review, and you wouldn't know if that was true or not because it didn't show up. The fact that you took this screenshot, I was like blown away. Like I said, you were already on my list, but I was like, wow, now there is a really great way to stand out for absolute sure.
Well, thank you so much. This is what I teach my clients to do. And I want to make a comment. Maybe you'll find this amusing. Remember years ago, there was this movie called Airplane, and there was all this anxiety on the plane, and someone screeches out, does anyone have a Valium? And then everybody reaches into their pocket and raises their hand and says, I've got one. And I'm thinking, that is not the way to differentiate yourself in a crowded space. So when you were posting in this podcast guest collaboration site looking for experts, you're saying, I'm looking for people who can talk about A, B, and C. And what you immediately see is a whole bunch of hands that say, that's me, that's me, that's me. They're all talking about themselves. But if you are the guest that says, I listen to your show and it's awesome, and this is what I love about it, you're going to stand out at hello just for having paid attention to what the host is all about. That's how I stand out. I don't say, that's me, that's me, that's me. It's like wasted words. There's like 35 people that are saying, pick me, pick me. The best way to be chosen is to demonstrate that you've listened to the show enough to say that you are the perfect fit and you have value to add to the next conversation. And I hope that that is a value bomb that makes having showed up for this first few minutes of this podcast worth every second.
And it was, you know, because I really, really did too, because, you know, when you did that, I was like, oh my gosh, look at how great that is. Because again, like I said, you weren't going to be able to see it, but you were very clear in the things you said about the podcast that you had listened to, right? And so I think that is really amazing, right? And it was value. And so people are, I think a lot of times whether right or wrong. A lot of times when people see people say stuff, they're thinking, oh, is that really accurate? Is that her best friend? Is that just like somebody who's a colleague? But when somebody very specifically says something, that really matters. And that's why whenever I leave reviews, I never just say, oh, she's amazing and whatever, right? You know, I always like choose to say something that really, like if you're going to take the time to say something of value so that people look at you and say, oh, wow, like who are you that you would know that this, this, and this, and maybe they want to check you out too. So there's a lot of opportunity in that, of how you can really show up. And so I think that really was a value bomb, like what you like to say. And I think that was really good. So thank you.
Thank you.
And I love that you're talking about the opportunity that speakers, you know, we have like 90% of the people who listen to my podcast are speakers or want to be speakers, right? So in some way, shape or form, whether it's virtual, in-person podcasts or whatever. So on there, you talk about the opportunity that speakers have to raise and use their voices as a guest expert on a podcast. So tell me a little bit, tell my audience a little bit about how they should really see the opportunity. Because I have to tell you, a lot of times when people think about the opportunity, what they're thinking about is it's an opportunity for them to sell. And I don't believe that. I mean, I really truly believe that the only difference between serving and selling is truly your intention, right? So I don't think it is a sales per se opportunity. Not that sales may not happen, but it isn't what the opportunity is. So from your point of view, how would you say the opportunity really should be if they're in the right mindset?
With podcast guesting, it's all about having a juicy conversation that a large audience gets to voyeur into to know that they're going to get value right away. And if there is a next step to take, they're going to know right away whether or not that's a next step they do want to take, because a long form conversation gives people the opportunity to really appreciate who you are as a human being, how you express yourself, how clear you are, how likable you are, whether or not you can build that bridge of know, like, trust. But what I love about podcast guesting is that it's truly a conversation that should stand on its own, regardless of what happens next. If you are a speaker and you are sidelined by COVID-19 or some other incident in the world, if you want to speak more, you speak more. That means you take every opportunity to speak up to your own community, speak up on the stages of other people when invited, and seek out opportunities to speak up on podcasts. Because people who want to earn more and learn more are paying attention to podcasts, and they are looking for experts that can fill gaps in their own skill set. They may be conference organizers. They may be telesummit organizers. They may be people that have virtual events. They're all looking for awesome contributors that have value to add to their initiatives. So show up in service, deliver value, get better at your craft of speaking, and there will be no downside. And when you have a call to action that you are invited to share, by the end of the conversation, the people are either in or they're out. Either way, it's good. But the people that do say yes, they're very warm leads. They don't need to get to know you in a consult call. They just had 45 minutes or whatever the length of time was to hear what you're all about and what you like to say and how you like to say it and whether or not it meets a need. You're going to get to yes a lot faster with the right people as you speak more wherever you speak.
I love that. There's a couple of things that came up for me when you said that. The first thing is when we're talking about an opportunity. And for me, whenever I think of opportunities, right? An op is for me, other people's people. That's really the opportunity, right? Whenever you can get in front of other people's people. The other thing you said that I really made me think of is when we're talking about speakers. Now, I know that I tell people all the time in the marketing space, you know, when they'll say, well, I'm a speaker, and I'll say, does your business card say you are? Right? You know, because a lot of times they'll say, oh, yeah, I'm a speaker. But when you look at their business card doesn't say they're a speaker. Like, you should tell people you're a speaker. And I do believe that is true. However, I think the little bit of a caveat here when you're podcasting is that when I'm looking for guests for my podcast, I'm not looking for speakers. What I'm looking for are subject matter experts that are willing to share what's working now for them. So yes, whether you are a speaker per se or not, if you are a subject matter expert, how are you showing up And are you showing up in a way that is going to want people to be on your show? And lastly, the other thing I believe, which comes from being a speaker, is that when you are in front of somebody's audience, whether it's for 20 minutes, 30 or 45, like you said, it makes sense for you to really invite the invitation for someone to take the next step, no matter what it is. Because the reality is, if you're in front of someone else's audience, this is a one-shot opportunity, maybe, for them to actually really get to know you. So in actuality, to not offer them some type of invitation to continue the conversation, you're almost doing them a disservice if you don't. So this isn't selling. This is truly serving at the highest level.
I couldn't agree more.
So I love that you really are, you know, really kind of talking about that. So I know one of the things that you like to talk about is the value of being media ready, media savvy, and on message. So let's talk a little bit about that, because I think a lot of times people think that we have to have, you know, a one sheet and a speaker reel and this and that. I'm like, how much information do we really need to have to be media ready in the conversation that we're talking about right now?
Excellent question. Well, I want to start with a story, and this really did happen.
I love stories.
So I'm laying on a lounge chair in sunny San Diego. I've got iced tea and a mint leaf over here, and I've got my Oprah magazine over here. My phone is on the side table. I'm thinking, I'm on vacation, but just in case the phone needs to ring, I want to be able to answer it. I'm in my bathing suit, the phone rings, and it's National Public Radio. I sit up straight in my chair, and I'm thinking, oh my God, it's National Public Radio. The lady says, I'm a producer for National Public Radio. We're looking for an expert who can talk about how to get known as an expert in your field. Our guest for tomorrow canceled at the 11th hour. We found you in a Google search. Can you be a stand-in for this expertise that we need tomorrow at 9 o'clock virtually? I said, I'd be thrilled. Thanks so much. And between the time that it takes for me to, in the next 30 seconds, you're going to have my headshot, my book cover, the 5 questions I most like to be asked when I'm interviewed, and a very short 50-word bio that makes it easy for you to introduce me. What else can I do to make this a brilliant experience for you as the producer and for your national audience?
Beautiful.
Then there's this like long pause, and then she laughs and she said, will you please teach the world to do what you just did? And that's what I'm teaching you to do. You don't have to have a manifesto created, but if you create a media one sheet that makes clear what is the topic that you want to talk about and your unique point of view and why you're the person, what are the 3 topics that you love to talk about, what are your social media links so that a producer will know that you have a following, how can they book you? Do you have a photo of yourself that represents what you really look like in real life and not what you looked like 20 years ago? And is there an image of your book there that they can see some instant credibility? Simple, bulleted information that lets someone know that you're ready to go to the show. And the other thing that I would say, and I tell this to all of my clients, there's so many people that are getting ready to get ready. I'm getting ready to get ready, and I'm saying, get the hell out of the get ready to get ready club and get ready now. Because what if NPR was calling you tomorrow? What if Oprah called you tomorrow? What if the most admired influencer in your circle called you tomorrow? Would you be ready? And so believe and behave as if the most important person is going to call you tomorrow and show up like a pro at hello. You will leapfrog over other people less prepared. You will get bigger audience to benefit from your message. And you will skyrocket to a heightened level of visibility. And what you're not counting on, which is the best part of all of it, is that when people are listening to you doing that thing that you do, there are podcast hosts and event planners listening into that show who are likely going to say, wow, that person really had it going on. I'm looking for a guest and that one's got my name on it. And one good thing leads to another. And believe and behave as if that's going to be your outcome. It forces you to bring your game up to a whole new bar, and all of a sudden, you're everywhere. And wouldn't that be great?
Absolutely, it is great. So kind of thinking about that, about the media sheet, what would you say is the difference between what you should put on a podcast bio versus your regular bio versus, say, a bio on your one sheet if you're a speaker?
Oh, excellent question. there's something called the one size fits all rack at the local discount retailer. If you go to the one size fits all rack, you're going to put something on your back, but you're not going to be sexy, svelte, and spectacular. I want you to dress up for the opportunity that is relevant for the outcome that you want. If you want a bio that attracts clients, you need a bio that says who you work with, what transformation they will welcome, what's special, different, and preferred about the way you bring it about, and what they can do next to get on your calendar. If you want to be a podcast guest, you want to suggest what kind of conversation you want to contribute to, what makes you uniquely and distinctly qualified to comment about that, and positions you as a frequent podcast guest who gets invited back again and again for having been brilliant at the microphone. And if you want to have a bio that helps you get booked as a speaker, the likelihood is you want to get paid for a keynote or a breakout session or something of that nature. So you want to position yourself as someone who has had the privilege of regaling audiences such as Microsoft, Google. Drop some names of places where you've spoken. Capture some sound bites of meeting planners and experts who have said to what extent you rocked the stage and made an impact that was memorable. And you do want to have access to a speaker demo reel that they can see you in action, because they're going to pay you big bucks to take that stage, and they're not going to do it based on one sheet of paper. They're going to want to have a conversation with you. They're going to want to see you in action, and they're going to want to know if you're the right vibe for their tribe. So one size bio does not suit every situation. So write the right bio for the right situation and you'll get the right results that you desire.
I love that. You know, one of the things that I get asked all the time for my show is, Patty, your show, Marketing Media Money, you have so many people who talk about marketing and they think that it's kind of funny. And I'm thinking, well, people listen to my show because they want to hear about marketing, media, and money, right? That's why they listen. And it would be a solo show if I thought I could be the only person who was ever going to talk about marketing. So I have to say, when I invite people on my show, if they're in marketing, right? Or, you know, I find that the best collaborative partners, the best people I love to do things with are people who overlap with me a little bit, usually because we have the same audience that we serve, but in a different way. So I love it when people pitch me, so to speak, and they just tell me a different perspective. It even could be something that's similar to what I actually say. They just have a different way of thinking of it. And that's a way that I can be of service to my clients, because it's like what you said in the beginning, it's all about the niche, right? And that's where it is. So if you had somebody on and they talked about it a little bit differently than you, and somebody in your audience hired them, that's awesome, because they would have already heard my show. And if they were going to hire me, they already would have, right? So I serve them and my guests. So I have to tell you, I always like to tell people, don't shy away from pitching to somebody who's in the same industry as you. So could you talk a little bit about that?
Oh, that's so good. Well, there's 31 flavors of ice cream and we all have our preferences. And if you lined up every publicity and visibility expert from end to end and they linked arms, you could probably go around the world a few times. So everyone has their unique take on their subject matter. They have their own tone of voice. They have their own way of being. Take an abundance attitude is my answer. Take an abundance attitude. Have a juicy conversation and see what comes of it. You know, I like to pay attention to my competitors to see what they say and how they say it. It helps inform what's going to be special, distinct, and preferred about the way I do it. And I'm not going to be everyone's glass of tea. If someone's not my glass of tea or my perfect client, I love to be able to say, you know, I don't know that I'm the perfect person, but I know someone who is, and may I make a warm introduction? Because I think there's plenty of business out there and plenty enough for me. And if I'm not your person or you're not my person or whatever it is, there's someone that I can refer you to that will allow you to get your mission accomplished. And that will be good karma that I put into the universe that will someday come back to me in some way beyond which I have no idea how great it could be. I think we have to think about what our listeners are interested in. And I think that if we're having a juicy conversation where you have a point of view and I have a point of view and we may not agree, that's great theater for the people who are listening. And they're going to come away with their own informed point of view based on what we both shared. So I think that taking an abundance attitude and being willing to have a different point of view makes for great audio that raises the bar about what podcasting is all about.
I agree with you. You know, one of the things that I always like to think about, and it's really like bigger picture, right? Is because obviously I'm in marketing and I listen to other marketing podcasts, right? And so one of the things that I do is when I hear somebody say something really great or another person who has a podcast, I love to invite them on mine and say, you know what? You were having this conversation with XYZ and I actually really love that conversation. And I love some of the things that you said. Two things, I'd love to have you on my show so we can talk about that conversation. But I would also love it if you would do an intro for me, a warm intro to that person you had on your show and let them know that I listened to them on your show. And I might want to have a conversation with them about having them on my show. This has led me so many times when people see in action that you have an abundance mentality. Guess what? Both of those people, the person who has the podcast and that other guest, they're on other podcasts too. And when they see that, they introduce you to other people. They say, oh, have you ever had Patty Farmer on your show or whatever? And then the third thing is when the guests and your audience sees you having people on that are also in your industry and you're having a different dynamic conversation, it actually allows people to know that when you tell them that, you know what, I may not be your fit, like you said, I think that actually makes you look really, really good. And they have seen you do it in action. And it just gives you more credibility that you actually care about them, which is really what it's all about. So I think that is really important. And I don't care what industry you're in. We don't all have the end all be all of everything. I loved your analogy about the ice cream, because I always say that too. You know, you're not reinventing ice cream. You just have your own flavor, right? Some people still love chocolate, vanilla, and strawberry. And then there's the real creative people who love all the different flavors, right? You know, what's your flavor? So I think that that is really important. And I have to share a resource that just came up. Maybe you're going to love it too. And because I'm getting ready to ask you about how should we look and meet podcast hosts and what some, you know, tips that you could give about that. But I have to tell you, a couple of weeks ago, we had somebody on the show and they told me about a resource that I had never heard of. Have you ever heard of listennotes.com? Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh, I had never heard of that before. And so immediately when the show was over, I went and checked out my podcast because I didn't know, right? So I went and put my podcast in. I was like so excited to find out that my podcast was in the top 5% of podcasts about marketing. So I was like super excited about that. And I didn't even know it. But what a great way to research podcasts and see where they are. So that was like a great resource, which leads me to the next question, which is, how would you suggest that people quickly meet podcast hosts to ask to be a guest, even for those that are brand new to podcast guesting?
Great question. Did you know, and I know you do, that there are podcast matchmaking sites on Facebook?
Of course.
And my favorite one is the podcast guest collaboration site. And I suggest to people that they join this group for free and that with their morning coffee, they should scan the opportunities to either find a guest or be a guest and find ones that are perfect for them and to reply to two in a world-class way every day. That's
I love your world-class way. That's so awesome. Did you get that? Not just reply, but in a world-class way.
Let me comment about that for a moment, please. Many people, let's face it, it's time-consuming to pitch yourself. And if you make a lousy approach, you're spending more time making a lousy approach, which likely means that you're going to get a lousy result. If you can pitch in a world-class way, see, hear, and celebrate the host, post that 5-star review, demonstrate that you've got what it takes to add value to the conversation that that host wants to have, you're going to win 90% of the time. And when you get on the bigger and the better shows, you're going to have more and more people listening, which means that more and more people are going to be ping-ponging their way back into your world to inquire about how more they can benefit. So do it in a world-class way. So podcast guest collaboration site would be one. Another of my favorite resources is called podmatch.com. And they have a free resource that you can sign up for. And what you want to do first is first fill out your profile, again, in a world-class way that lets the host know that you've got a conversation you want to start. This is what you're known for. This is, if you've been on podcasts before, you can share a couple of the links of the best shows you've been on so they can sample how brilliant you are. But what happens with podmatch.com is every morning, your dashboard will serve up two brilliant podcasts that are a good match for you based on what you suggested in your profile with your keywords. So if you, again, with your morning coffee, start with podcast guest collaboration and see what is waiting for you there, and then go to podmatch.com and respond in a world-class way to those two pitches, you will get yourself booked one right after the other just by doing those things.
I love it. And that world-class way will really make you stand out too, because I know for a fact, two things I am going to say. One, when someone does put something in there that they're looking and you show up in a world-class way, you got to know that one person who posted that isn't the only person seeing your response, right? So there could be 50, 100, who knows how many people are seeing that. Maybe they were looking for that second, but when they see you show up in that world-class way, it's not just them. The second thing really honestly is, and I'll use the example of how you showed up for mine with that screenshot, I am pretty darn sure that everybody else who saw that thought that was pretty world-class too, not just me because it was my podcast. So these are just some of the ways you can really make yourself stand out. And so I love it because world-class ways get you world-class money too, which leads me to my question, how can podcast guests monetize their moments at the microphone? I talk about this all the time. I love this question right here. I'm waiting to be able to ask it to you. So what are some gems you have there? Because you have been value add from the time you hit my microphone. So how can podcast guests monetize their moments?
Is it fair to say that most small business owners or service-based professionals need more leads, more clients, more connections, and more cash? Yes?
Yes.
So there's several ways you can monetize. One is, do you have a free gift that you can offer that is relevant and congruent to the premium offer that you bring to market? If you can have an easy to speak and spell URL that people can rush to download that resource, you now have a lead that's given you permission to market to them, and you can nurture that lead to become a consultation. A consultation could become a client engagement. It could become whatever it is that you want. Another option you have is to invite people as your call to action to join your Facebook group, because for many of us, that is the secret garden of potential clients that need more love and nurturing before they're going to be ready to say yes to an offer of any type. So you can invite people into the Facebook group so that they can be nurtured more completely. And when you have your next conversion event that you lead within your Facebook group, you can monetize that way. It could be that you have a high-end program that people have to interview for in order to gain admission to. And if you had a wonderful conversation with the host and the conversation was flowing brilliantly, and you know that people who are listening are wanting to know, like, what 1-800 call Patty. You know, if you have a 1-800 number and they're calling for a consult, there you go. You're having a conversation. And then some people will actually offer a very special Patty Farmer discount on their whatever it is. If you've loved this conversation and you know that being part of the ABC program is exactly the answer to the prayer that you've been reaching for, be sure to mention the Patty Farmer code so that I can give you the very best value for having responded to this particular podcast. Those are just a few suggestions of how you can monetize. But if you're being clear about the niche audience that you want and you're getting on the right shows and you're having the right conversation, you've got a good crew of people that are paying attention. Don't duff it. I think the biggest mistake people make at the end of a podcast is they say, well, you can find me on Instagram and you can find me on LinkedIn and you can go to my website and you can send me a smoke signal and you can do all kinds of crazy things. Like, one of the things we have to remember about podcasting is most people are doing something else while they're listening to the podcast. They might be driving their car. They might be doing the laundry. They might be walking the dog. Don't confuse them at the end of the show by giving multiple ways for them to do something next. Give them one singular, juicy, delicious thing and be sure to put some sizzle in the steak when you do it.
You know, that is so true. I mean, I remember one time, I'll never forget it, somebody on my podcast, shall remain nameless, when I asked her how people could connect with her, I think she talked for like 5 minutes. I finally just had to very, very nice, like, oh, and on Instagram it could be, and they were all different names too. She didn't even have a consistent name where she could say, you could find me on social everywhere at. And I finally just had to like wait for her to take a breath so that I could say, and are all those links on your website? Because really, honestly, it's kind of funny because most people are doing something else. I think the biggest mistake that I see people make on podcasts when they get to the invitation, to the part that really honestly is one of the most important parts after they've given that value, is that the thing that they drive people to has nothing to do with what they talked about. It's like, it's not even congruent. I mean, they should be listening to you and then just waiting for you to like tell them the thing. And then, like you said, it should also lead them to, once they do that, what's the next thing? So I always like to say, well, think with the end in mind and then kind of work your way backwards. Like, well, what would they need to have from me before they could do this? Oh, well, what would they need to have from me before they did that? And what would they need to hear me talk about? And like be thinking about what those things are. So it makes sense. I say that about my magazine too. When people write for my magazine and I have some columnists that write for me, and I always say, you want to make sure that you've just given them this beautiful 1,000-word article and you went into depth. And at the end, they're going to be like, oh my gosh, like, what's the next step for me to take? Make sure that it makes sense, that they're like, they can't wait for them to do that, right? You know, so whatever media that you're using, I just think that that really, really makes sense. So here's my last question. I mean, time has gone by so, so quickly. What is the number one consideration that somebody should think about before they take their place at the microphone? And I know that you told me that it's not what people think.
The number one consideration to consider is what will happen when the microphone goes silent. Because when the interview is over, there's going to be a moment where the host is going to say, wow, you really knocked it out of the park. And the guest is going to say, I enjoyed every minute. And then there's going to be some door that will open where you're going to be able to discover that, wow, not only did I love this interview that we just did, but I actually have a guest faculty spot that I've been meaning to fill with someone just like you. Would you consider taking that opportunity? You're exactly what I've been looking for. Or the host is going to say, that was so brilliant what you delivered today. I think I need to hire you personally because that's a problem that I have and you can solve it clearly based on what I experienced here today. Or the host could say, you know, I'm part of this other thing that's happening, and I actually think you would be great for it. I have found that when the microphone goes silent, there's usually some usually amazing conversation where this one moment becomes a stepping stone to deepen a relationship with a person of tremendous influence. And that's where you can create a relationship that will last long beyond that one episode. So be open. And just like I always say, like, get ready for opportunity before it knocks. Believe and behave as if the most important person is going to be calling. Bring it completely when you're having a conversation with a host. And when the call is over, be open to what next is going to unfold that was beyond what either one of you were expecting. You didn't even know how great it was going to be. It didn't even occur to you that this was even a possibility. For me, that's been the coolest stuff. That's when the coolest stuff has happened. I'm wondering if you had that happen in your experience.
So many times, you know, sometimes I'm on here and I'm thinking, you know what, that was really, really great. Would you like to continue that and write an article for me for my magazine? Because I love that. And now I can cross promote them when I'm doing one, you know, sometimes I say, oh, I want to do an introduction to you. Because you know what, I just listened to this podcast and your point of view would greatly do that. I'd love to do that for you. But whatever that thing is, it is what happens. But here's the thing, a lot of times people feel like they need to fill that silence and that moment. And it doesn't matter whether you're the host or the guest. That moment is the pivotal moment. And so I think it is really important. I have to tell you, I really love that you said that, you know, and speaking of moments, this is kind of the moment in the show where I like to call it the open mic portion of the show, my version of social karaoke, where I turn the mic over to my guests and say, you know, what is your, I mean, you've given so much value. This is the Marketing, Media, and Money show. So what would you say, if you had to take all of that and sum it up, what would you say your number one marketing, media, and money strategy is?
My number one marketing, media, and money strategy is to decide today to become the podcast dream guest the top hosts can't wait to book and to believe and behave as if the most important influencer is going to call you tomorrow. Just by deciding that, that will compel you to take action to show up as that guest in all that you do. Your work deserves a much wider audience. Your business is worthy of sales beyond expectations, and the time to make those results happen under your own power without even having to hire an expensive booking agency is right now. If you just learn to do this in a world-class way to blaze open those doors and take your place at the mic and smile all the way to the bank. Today's the day.
I love that. Smile all the way to the bank. I love that so much. And I have to tell you, here's another world-class thing that she did. You know, every time somebody comes on my show, I invite them to please feel free to, you know, bring a gift, right? You know, we all know when we show up somewhere, you know, you go to somebody's house for dinner, you bring a bottle of wine, whatever the case may be, we bring a gift. And you showed up with two. Like, you really world-class all the way, right? So we're going to put the links below so everybody can just go below and grab those links. But tell us a little bit about the two gifts that you have for the audience.
Well, if you want to get media ready, media savvy, and on message, you need a media one sheet to blaze open that door without having to hire a graphic designer, without having to get lost in Canva. I've created a media one sheet gift template that you can download right this very minute, upload your photo, upload your bio, upload your three media topics, and within 15 minutes, you're going to be media ready, media savvy, and on message to start blazing those doors to opportunity wide open. So I know the link is in the show notes, and I want you to run and not walk, because this is one of the things that's standing in your way, and I'm bridging that gap for you right now, right today.
Yay. And your second gift?
Well, I am the number one Amazon best-selling author of the Bye Bye Boring Bio Workbook, which helps you prepare all your bios for all your situations and also gives you the ninja strategies so that you can be the podcast dream guest that top hosts can't wait to book. If you would like the preview as my gift, what do you know? It's available to you. And all you need to do is visit the link below and it will wing its way to your inbox. And you will find so much value in putting more pizzazz into your message so that you're actually memorable and that you don't get lost in the blah, blah, blah.
Love it. Love, love, love. So as if that's not enough, I know everybody is going to want to connect with you. And they're all sitting there like, oh my gosh. So Nancy, tell them where they can connect with you, because I know they're going to want to.
My favorite suggestion is for you to join the Raise Your Voice, Make Your Impact Facebook group. The easy way to find us is at getknowngetpaid.com/group. We are a group of 2,000 aspiring podcast guests, speakers, experts, and service-based professionals who want to raise our voice, make our impact, and make money every step of the way. It's free to join. Just answer a few simple questions so I know how to rise up to meet your biggest challenge, and I'll see you there. Raise Your Voice, Make Your Impact at getknowngetpaid.com/group.
Thank you so much. This has been fabulous, world-class, dare I say. Thank you so much for being here with me today, Nancy.
It's been a pleasure. Thank you.
So, was this fabulous just like what I said it was? Are you ready to rush right out and learn everything you can to be a podcast dream guest? I hope so. And we've given you all the tools, right? So, this has been a phenomenal podcast. I really appreciate you being here with me, Nancy. I want to take a minute to thank our sponsor, the Exacta Corporation, developer of the Family Organizer Plus platform. And for more information, you can check them out at exactacorp.com. And thank you for joining us today on the Marketing, Media, Money podcast. If you enjoyed today's episode, and I am sure you did, please subscribe and review the podcast on your favorite listening platform. Until then, we'll see everybody next week. Thank you so much. Have a phenomenal day.
Thank you for joining us today on the Marketing, Media, and Money podcast. To shorten your learning curve even more, make sure to grab your free copy of the Marketing, Media, and Money magazine at www.marketingmediamoney.com. I promise your business will thank you.